Colectivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
Buenas noches, Nuevo México. You are listening to KONM 89.9, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. This is the show Espejos de Aztlán. This is the Humans in New Mexico monthly radio show, where we like to share the stories of people from around the state. Today's contributors to this show are Froilán Orozco, Bobby Gutierrez, Rafael Martinez, Soleil Santos, and I'm Moises Santos. The story that we're going to be sharing with you all today is that of the local Albuquerque band, The Rhythms. They describe their music as high desert reggae. They're a reggae band originally from New Mexico. And we had a conversation with them about their music, about their influences, about the Albuquerque music scene, and what it's like to go out touring, and also what it's like to have folks come and visit them, visit the city of Albuquerque as touring bands as well. So we're going to go ahead and listen to the first part of our conversation with the band.
Bass for the Rhythms. I'm a New Mexican at heart and Puertorriqueño at heart and full-blown Chicano pretty much, and you know, I'm proud of that and proud to represent New Mexico.
I'm Donovan Ortiz, and yeah, I play guitar, rhythm guitar for the Rhythms, and yeah, born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I'll probably never leave this place.
Hey, what's up? I'm Chris Cruz, the drummer for the Rhythms. I'm also born and raised in Albuquerque. Parents grew up in the South Valley. It's where I grew up, work there, live there. Yeah, love this place.
Miles Chavez. I play guitar and sing for the Rhythms. Also born and raised here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, North and South Valleys. Love it here. Play guitar. Everything music I've ever learned, I learned in this town. So it's been a great place.
What is it like individually? What drew you all to playing music?
I first of all, coming from a family of musicians, I have my grandpa and my dad are both drummers, and they've been in the New Mexico music scene since the 70s. And they play a lot of rancheras and local, you know, New Mexican style music. So I was kind of born into it, always going to shows with my dad when I was a kid. It was really cool, and he inspired me to just start playing, and now I'm here.
I used to sit around when I was a little kid and watch one of my uncles play guitar a lot. He plays a lot of covers and stuff like that, like rancheras and things like that, and I've always just really liked guitar ever since then, and as soon as I was able to pick one up, I just started playing and haven't stopped since.
So yeah, musically, my grandpa, he's a singer, guitarist. My cousins, they're dancers. My cousin Marisol Flores, she was in the music scene for a while, New Mexican music. My brothers and sisters were in vocal lessons. So I'd been around music that way, especially New Mexican style. My grandpa, they're originally from Arizona, and then they came to Albuquerque, started a road construction business in 56, and my dad took over in the 80s. My brothers and I, we all worked with him. So kind of road construction, music in New Mexico that's my culture right there.
I'm actually the first in my family. No one in my family is musically inclined, all a bunch of farmers, blue collar people, but I found a guitar in my mom's closet one day. I was like 9 or 10, and she never put it down. Pretty much it, yeah. Ever since then, just been about it and learning music, playing music, met up with these guys, and then here we are.
What inspired you all to form a band?
The local music scene had a big inspiration on me. I remember I went to the Big Spank show when I was in middle school at the Launchpad, and since then I was like, I want to do that. And the Viva, Stoic Frame, just local bands, local music really inspired me to get on the drums and start playing music.
Besides Chris, we always just played death metal. Even Tony, man, you know, he was in a death metal band. We were in a death metal band. We knew Chris through mutual friends. He was playing in another kind of reggae ska band, but it was all, you know, pretty much local music scene, man. You see these, you know, the big homies coming up, and you want to do the same thing. And we used to play a lot at the Compound and stuff, a lot at the Launchpad when we were younger in high school, you know, stuff like that. But definitely, yeah, the music scene. I think my first CD in my first car was a Reviva CD, and I remember going to see the Big Spank. I think I have one of their CDs with the bus on it with Mike's signature on it when I was like 10 or 11, you know? So you see all the local musicians doing it and all the big homies, and it inspires you.
It's definitely great. I've been playing music for quite some time in middle school and band and whatnot, but it's just a feeling of like people enjoying watching you and listening to what you love to do, you know what I mean? Like, I love this. I love music. This is, like, what I want to do for the rest of my life. And just that satisfaction of being on stage and seeing people enjoy you, it makes all the stress and everything worth it.
Yeah, honestly, when I started playing guitar, I didn't really imagine actually playing on stage or anything. I was actually pretty scared of playing in front of people. But Miles was like, dude, just be in this band with me. And the first time I performed on stage, I was shaking, I was scared. But after we got off stage, I was hooked.
Yeah, you know, it's really, we got to give it up to all our friends and family. Because every show that we have, they always show out, you know, and always show us the biggest support. And Albuquerque music scene is it's like a gem for that. Because everyone here has real support for their people, you know. A lot of our fans and our friends and family we went to high school with, we grew up with. So, you know, not just because they're our friends, they really enjoy our music and they help. But it's people who might not know us. And now that we actually have some outside listeners who come to our shows who aren't our friends and family, it's nice to see that we're only here because of our people. We would only be where we are because of the support we get from our city and our community and our friends and family, you know. It's really that. It's what keeps us going. Because to us, I feel like we have a bit of an obligation, you know. If we have a show on Saturday and we have people who are wanting to come, people work their hard jobs 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. They only get 2 days of the week off and they choose to come to our concerts. So we feel obligated to put the best show on we can, write the best music we can for these people, you know, who come in and support us, what we love. Because it's not work for us. It is a lot, but and more than anything, we love it. It's a dream come true, you know. We live a blessed life every day we get to be here, you know. Sitting here in this radio station with you guys, we only got to this point because of our people. Our hard work definitely gets us where we need to do, but the fuel behind that is it comes from our friends and family, you know, and our fans. So.
Yeah, in high school, I played in a band called Shot by the Breeze. It was like a ska reggae style. We recorded an album with Fire Hydrant Records, Sean Smock and Mike Garcia from the Big Spank. We released a full-length album. We're playing shows at Launchpad pretty frequently, getting a following. And then we all graduated and two guys moved out of state. So that was kind of the end of that. And that same year, we broke up Miles and Donovan's band, Morbid Machine. They also broke up. So kind of that's when we started linking up and jamming.
You tell me a little bit more about how you all met and how you decided to come together as the Rhythm.
So, well, Donovan and Miles, they met in high school.
Yeah, we met in guitar class. I met him when I was a sophomore.
I've actually met Miles like 10 years ago.
I knew this dude from playing shows.
We didn't even know that we knew each other.
And me and Miles linked up in high school in guitar class, and he was just shredding one day, I think some Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I was like, dude, teach me that. And we just sat down and started jamming, and here we are 10 years later still jamming.
I knew Chris through some mutual friends that I went to Valley with, and they knew him from St. Pius.
Middle school.
Middle school, yeah. Your parents are friends, stuff like that. So they would always tell us, you know, you guys need to jam. You need to jam my friend Chris. You need to jam my friend Miles, stuff like that. Yeah, and so that's when we started, hit up Chris, and me and this guy, we were just kind of jamming stuff. We had both had been out of a band for a while and kind of itching to play. So we started playing, and then I was like, you know, my friend Donovan plays guitar. He could put some backing on this. We could get a little bit more intricate. And then I think it was Mike from the Big Spank.
Offered us
a show out of nowhere.
He had a show lined up, and I told him that we're putting together a band. So, yeah, he asked us for a Launchpad date, and he's like, if you could get this band, get a band together, get a set list, and you guys could play this.
And how long ago was that?
Yeah. It was over 4 years ago.
Yeah.
March 2013 is when we became a band.
So 3 years ago, I came into the picture because I had started a band, Burque Sol, with a couple of my buddies, Petey, the keyboard player for us as well. And our first actual show was with the Rhythms. So I met these guys about 3 years back, and I was, like, super stoked just to see an awesome reggae band here because, like, I've only seen one other other than Reviva because I just got into the music scene. But met these guys 3 years ago, and we were kind of just mutual band friends because I was doing Burque Sol. Yeah, that was an art bar. That was a great place. It didn't last long, but and so I was doing Burque Sol, and we were always just buddies with these guys. And then they had a fallout and, you know, needed a new bass player, and I kind of just stepped up, and now I'm here.
Half hour after he left.
Yeah, they had a replacement.
The house playing bass for us.
Replacement in an hour.
Can you talk about what band name means and how you all came to decide upon that name?
So Rhythm is the Jamaican slang for rhythm, but it also has a meaning. It means the musical part of a song in reggae music, calypso, reggaeton, It's just the music.
The rhythmic feel of it.
Yeah. The drum, bass, the melody. And then lyrics are accompanied on a rhythm. So in reggae music, you have your rhythm jockey or DJ, and he plays all the, you know, all the best rhythms, and he chants over it.
We took a vote, right?
Yeah, we took a vote. We had about four. And
what were some of the other options? Do you remember?
The New Strain.
The New Strain was
Duffy
one.
The Duffy Man.
I remember you came up with Red Cup Renegades.
Red Cup Renegades.
One of our old bass players, our very first bass player, he wanted to call the band Dirty Amadeus.
No one voted for that.
No one voted.
Honestly, man, this kind of was like, this whole thing that we had going was just like some homies coming together, and then all of a sudden, you know, we had big homie Mike coming and be like, you want a show? And us, we hadn't played in, you know, once you're itching for a show, you itch for a show. And we were like, yeah, right away, you know? So I think we only had like three songs. We got a couple more members. We threw a name on it, and we've been the Rhythms ever since. And it's been great, you know? And like, the name stuck, and it's been cool. We've thought about changing it a few times, but, you know, we really like it. It's really grown on us, and it's cool, you know?
So yeah, definitely inspired by reggae music. Yeah. We're jamming, and our songs, our music was coming out reggae. Yeah. Naturally, we're just...
Yeah, it was. We weren't even like, let's just jam some reggae. We just got together and we were like, I had a couple songs. They just came out that way, kind of. And like, people were kind of just like, oh, you guys have a reggae feel. You know, you guys have this like reggae kind of Spanishy feel. So we just, you know, we never tried to be necessarily a reggae man. We all really love reggae. That's probably, you know, that's where we all are inspired heavily roots. From. And that's probably why it just comes out naturally that way for us, you know, our music.
Because we're trying to figure out what kind of genre we were. You know, after a few months of being a band, kind of genre are we exactly? You know, we're definitely inspired by roots reggae, but also inspired by, you know, rock, heavy rock. These guys were in metal bands.
Hip-hop, everything.
Hip-hop. Yeah. And we just thought of the term high desert reggae.
Because, you know, Albuquerque is a high desert. You know, it's the only place I've ever heard be called the high desert. Because we're way up here above the sea, you know? And we always see everyone's got high desert this, high desert that, you know? And everyone from New Mexico, a lot of businesses, a lot of people... want to say, you know, that they're high desert this, high desert that, because we're way up here next to the sun, you know? And, you know, we come out, our shit's a little bit reggae, so we call it high desert reggae, and a lot of our fans have embraced that, so it's been really nice.
What makes high desert reggae unique?
Definitely the culture bleeds into that, just the reggae music that this scene plays. Mm-hmm. You can just feel that vibe. I can't explain it, but it's just there.
Everything we've ever learned about music and about life has been in Albuquerque, between those mountains and these mesas and these valleys, you know, in the high desert. So we think that high desert reggae represents music that is, you know, comes from here. Maybe reggae music that is from the high desert, because it's a unique place, you know. Albuquerque is a very unique place. We've been a lot of places, you know, individually as a band, and there's nowhere like Albuquerque. It really is. It's its own place. It's its own thing. So it's the high desert, you know, and I think it's kind of what it means.
And with reggae music, it's international. It's international music. And here in America, you have your different styles. You have your California roots style reggae, your Cali bands. You have your northeast, your east coast, your Pacific.
Island reggae.
Island reggae.
Hawaii and whatnot.
And we're just like, we could have our own style too here in Albuquerque, in New Mexico.
And yeah, we're in the high desert. Anything we make is going to be high desert or something.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
I'm running away. Oh, I don't have nothing to say. Yeah, I'm running.
You're listening to 89.9 KUNM FM and KUNM.org. You are listening to the Espejos de Aslan show. We are featuring the story of the rhythms. We're going to go ahead and continue with the second half of our conversation with the band. So here we go.
Every day I wake up, I feel it getting closer. I push it to the side, but still it remains bound by compassion.
Could you talk to us a little bit more about your writing process? Like, you know, how you construct a song or how you construct music?
Mostly, man, like I said, we just, like, some of us will have separate ideas. We're always jamming on this, like, you know, in our individual times, too. And we're always hanging out besides practice and stuff like that. But usually, man, like, it's... we all just get together and we'll be like, you know, hey, check this out. Like, we usually get together and chill first, you know what I mean? Get the vibe going, like, just kick it, see what's up. You know, we're always together, we're always jamming. So whenever we write, we always just try and pull out what's natural, you know? Like, we just kind of play it, and what we feel good in that moment is kind of what will stick. We have a general outline from, like, if someone brings something in from our own individual, you know, writing process or whatever. If I bring a song in and say, hey, check it out, you know, this is what I got, it's kind of cool. And then we all turn it into something that is the rhythms, you know. But it takes that time of us just, like, not really putting too much pressure on anything, just letting it flow and just having, because we think that when we're having fun writing and we're having fun on stage and stuff, the audience feels that, and our fans can feel our genuineness of, like, you know,
created
writing
the music.
Yeah, just writing a good song, you know, and just getting together and just vibing, you know, as a group of homies who know each other and are collective musicians, and we just like to get together and just let it all hang out and let the good vibes flow, and then we try to bring that to the stage, you know, whenever we best we can.
We've actually done that quite a few times live, where we just improvise a jam.
Yeah.
And that's how the writing process is. Like, we'll get together, we'll start jamming. He'll start singing some lyrics, and then we just structure it that way. But then we figure out, all right, we'll have chorus here, verse, chorus, however we decide.
And we're always having fun, too, our song, like, new things, trying to do whatever we can, you know, to keep it fun for us, too, you know, because, like I said, when we have fun on stage, we notice the crowd vibes really hard, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. I think a couple of our songs were literally just us messing around. Like, some of the songs we have written right now, we're just kind of like, oh, just improvising, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And now we have, like, two or three songs just purely from that.
Whenever we get asked to play like a 3-hour set or something like that, like, a bunch of it's improvising, and some of it we're like, well, let's keep that in our back pocket because that's gonna be a song right there.
Well, sometimes we're like, we'll jam on stage, people will be like, you know, we'll be playing, and sometimes on the fly things happen at shows, band won't make it or does make it too late or too early, and they'll come up to us on stage and be like, hey, we need you to jam an extra 20 minutes, and we don't have anything more, you know? So we're like,
okay.
A few times we've been like, all righty, and we just start playing, and then after everything's done, we'll look back and be like, remember those chords. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that was a really good
who
song.
Who got that? Who in the crowd recorded that so we could write that as a song?
So we can remember what we played.
So just trying to let it flow, man. We just try to keep it natural, you know?
Just put our own experiences into the songs, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. That's pretty good. That sounds a lot of fun, too.
It is. It's a blast.
Lighthearted, you know. I think reggae music's supposed to be fun, man, you know. And like, it's, I don't think anything should be categorized, and you try to make everything, but I always got a good feel from reggae music, man, you know, like, and it encompasses everything. You can feel sad and listen to it, happy, listen to it, even sometimes angry and listen to it, you know. So we like to put all of our emotions we feel into our music, and hopefully people can, you know, like, feel good about it, you know.
And something I'm personally interested in, we're interested in your opinions about the music scene. So if you could talk a little bit more about what that was like when you were coming up, both as musicians, as a band, and then if you can get more kind of specific into, like, the reggae ska scene, right, in Burke, and what that was like.
Yeah, being new to a music scene, like, it's a little intimidating, you know what I mean? Because you, like, my first shows was with these guys, and I was like, I've got to make sure we sound good, and, you know, because when you're new to the music scene, you know, there's these experienced musicians who are already there, and they're like, oh, this new band's going to play. And so it's a little intimidating at first, you know, but once you get, like, gradually into it and you get to know people, you know, you become more comfortable, and then before you know it, they start liking your music, and you're just like, whoa, you know. So it's a little intimidating at first, definitely, and I think that's with any place, but specifically here, there's a lot of good bands here that have been around, like reggae bands that have been around longer than us, and a little intimidating at first, but, you know, overall great, you know, everyone's awesome.
What I really like about the scene too is that, how I said, everyone kind of works together, but what I liked about it is when you're first starting out, you kind of have to force your way into the scene, because, you know, one person pretty much owns most of the venues, and they have, like, their set of local bands that they, you know, like to throw on shows, and you kind of have to just, like, force your way in there and be like, here's a CD of mine, put me on a show, and, like, keep bugging and bugging until finally they throw you on a show. But I really like that, because it's like you're super hungry for it, and if you never lose that, then that's perfect.
So back in high school with my band Shot by the Breeze, that's when I first got into the local scene, and since then, every year I feel like it unites more. I love going to shows, or like Mondo Vibes, Reviva, also playing Burke Soul. And just any show, whether a touring band's coming through and you have your local openers, whether it's at Tractor, Launchpad, Sunshine, wherever the venue is, you go there and you have that family vibe. I feel like more and more we just unite more and more, especially with the reggae. You know, all of our boys.
Yeah, going into specifically the reggae scene, everyone is super tight. Like, we know pretty much every band, every reggae band here in town, and we're, like, super cool with all of them. So yeah, that's really cool about the local reggae scene here.
Local scene here is amazing, man. I gotta give it up, dude. It's really a family vibe here. you know, not just with the reggae scene here, of course, like the scene that we're specifically our genre. It's amazing, you know, bands like Reviva and Mondo Vibes, Fools and Fanatics, you know, everyone. I can name a whole list, and they're all great musicians, talented people, you know what I mean? Really cool guys on, you know, off the stage. And even our the not reggae vibe, our hip-hop, like, wakes up. You know, we got a lot of great musicians out here, dude, and a lot of ill talent, and it's more, to me, just inspirational, dude, because from, you know, I've been a lot of places that people don't even know Albuquerque exists, or New Mexico is a state, bro. You know, like, people are like, what? Where's that? You know what I'm saying? So, like, to come and see people from here who are talented and getting out there from here, that's super inspirational, man. And I think, honestly, in a big way, every musician who's from here feels that disconnect from the outside world. You know, as a, like, a person coming, an artist coming from out of Albuquerque, it can be hard. And a lot of people don't even know where you're from. So I think whenever us musicians see, you know, someone coming up or someone doing this, more than like it's a jealousy thing, it's a support thing. It's like, oh, how can I help them do more? You know, let's, how can we do a show together and make it bigger? How can we promote this dude? Or, you know, whenever our homies have a new album coming out, Sense and Change or whoever, we're always like, yo, check it out, guys. This is our homeboys, and, you know, check us out. And it's just, I think it's just all about the love here, man. And it used to, I used to get more of a competitive vibe back in the day, you know, like 5, 6, 7 years ago. It had a little bit of a competitive, you know, spice on it. But now I think people more have put that the ego thing aside, and we're all just about making good music in this town. And I think that we've had a couple, like a lot of shows where all the bands come out here with love for each other and, you know, helping each other come up, give us a hand. And a lot of our local bands like Mondo, Reviva, the Big Spank for sure, they put like, their, you know, their hand out to us and help bring us into this thing. So now that we're kind of in the position to do that ourselves, we're always looking to help people out, you know, because there's so much good musicians out in Albuquerque and in this state that why shouldn't the world be able to hear them, you know? So, like, the local scene here is just a gem, I think.
We can end by you all just telling us what's in the future for you all as a band, like, you know, what...
We're currently in the studio now while working on our first actual full length. Our last CD was, like, a small EP to give you a little taste. But, yeah, we just started recording our first full length, and we should have a single out here pretty soon.
Yeah, got it. And a lot of great features on that one, man. We're gonna have a lot of great features, not just from our local people, you know, or, you know, from our local artists, but a lot of great artists from the California scene and stuff. We're gonna have on. We're trying to unite, you know, unite and make it a great great album for our listeners. More tours, you know, we're trying to set up more tours, getting a lot more, you know, unique merch. We're always trying to find cool, unique merch, you know, stuff like that. But mainly just trying to get this album out so that we got something new for our listeners. We got, like you said, a single is going to come out soon. People can be on the lookout for a music video soon. Just trying to keep it fresh, you know, and trying to keep it interesting for our listeners and our fans that we have now.
Yeah, I think that's all we got for this fall coming month. But
stay tuned. Keep an eye out, you know.
Look, up and coming.
For all our listeners, you know, always keep a lookout on our social media. We're always putting a lot of stuff on our Facebook. We do sometimes our practices we keep live. We do a lot of promotion stuff on our Facebook and Instagram. A lot of sneak peeks that we're going to be putting out on that. Little teasers, definitely. Video teasers and stuff. And
our Instagram, it's just at The Rhythms Music. Mm-hmm. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and you can just search The Rhythms on Facebook. But yeah, keep an eye out. You'll get a lot of previews and whatnot of what we got coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, thank you all.
Thank you guys, man.
Yeah,
big ups. Thank you.
Silence and hopes that it'll reach me inside. I know it won't, but greed's in the way. Oh, I'm running away. Oh, I don't have nothing to say. Yeah, I'm running away from myself. Don't have nothing to say, yeah. I'm running away from myself, yeah.
Buenas noches, Nuevo México. Están escuchando acá UNM 89.9 desde la Universidad de Nuevo México. Este es su show Espejos de Aztlán. Este es el show de Humanos de Nuevo México. Hemos estado escuchando la historia del grupo The Rhythms de aquí de Albuquerque.
This is the Humans of New Mexico monthly radio show on Espejos de Aztlán, where we share with you stories of the people from around the state. We are the Humans of New Mexico Collective. We are a community project collecting the oral histories of everyday New Mexicans.
You can find these stories, including the stories of the Brenhams featured today, by visiting our website, humansofnewmexico.com, or our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud. There you will be able to listen to full interviews as well as access the transcripts for all interviews that we have conducted.
Next month's show, Voces del Sur, we will be interviewing Marta Payan and Cecilia Piñon from the southern region of the state of New Mexico.
I have been joined in the studio today by Rafael Martinez, Moises Santos, Froilan Orozco, Soleil Santos, and I'm Bob Gutierrez. We are part of the Humans of New Mexico Collective. We want to thank Espejos de Aztlán, the Raíces Collective, and KUNM for allowing us the space to share these stories with you. And we want to give a special thanks to Cristina Bachin for all her support. Thank you for joining us.
Stay human, New Mexico.